Right now, joining us, the point guard for your Sacramento Kings, our good friend from UCLA, Darren Collison. Hey, Darren, it's Dave and Nate. How are you?
Good. Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing good. I'm sure you're happy to be home, at least for a little bit. You take on the Wizards tonight. I'm just going to start with a general question because we haven't talked to you in a couple weeks. It's been a pretty crazy couple weeks since the All-Star game, a different look for the team. How are you doing, and how's the locker room doing?
You know, I think, that's a fair question. I think the locker room is doing good.
People adjusting.
A little more.
Oh, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you. I thought that was the shortest answer ever, but we lost you. I lost you at the locker room is doing good.
Yeah, I just feel like if we could win some games to give us a little bit more momentum going into the next game and give us some confidence, you know, knowing that we can play with this group. We haven't had a lot of time to play with this group. We had about two practices, you know, since the All-Star break, and, you know, slowly but surely we're still trying to come together.
You know, Darren, you know, not to take anything away from DeMarcus, because when you got a guy with that offensive talent, he's going to get the ball a lot. But now that there are more opportunities out there, you like what you're seeing from guys, how they've kind of picked up the slack offensively. I mean, obviously the wins and losses haven't panned out the way you'd like, but are you pleased with the way that people have kind of started to pick up the load as a team?
You know, the potential of the young guys like Scal, who's coming into his own. Buddy Hill is definitely playing well. He's been playing well even before the All-Star break. Tyreek, you know, he's another guy that's continuing to contribute for us. And then Willie Cauley-Stein is a guy that's been taken it to another level, you know, since the break. So it's definitely fun to see the guys that you can finally see they're coming to their own.
Darren, there's a lot of stuff. You know, this team next year may not look much like the team this year, at least if you look at seasons past. And I know at the beginning of the year we approached this and we've stayed away from it, but as we get into the end of the season, I want to ask you, have a big decision to make this summer. You're a free agent, and we're certainly not asking you to make a decision right now, but I am curious from your own point of view, how much of your decision do you think is going to be, just to be quite frank, money? What's best for you and taking care of your family? And how much does the status of the team and being a playoff contender factor in for you?
I think all of the above. You know, I think at this point in my career, you know, I really want to get back to that playoff feel. You know, I want to continue to compete, you know, for a playoff team and, you know, eventually try to win a championship in my career. But, however, I do understand that, you know, this team is trying to have that same goal. They may not do it within a year or two. And, you know, if I end up coming back and we have a young team and that team is at the playoffs, why not? You know, I just think that's where my success lies here too. You know, a lot of players, their success lies with, you know, winning a championship. You know, I have kind of like two goals for my career, you know, helping Sacramento because they haven't been to the playoffs in a while and eventually trying to win a championship for our team. So either way, it depends on what the team has next year, next summer, and that's going to all factor that in. But I'm definitely not afraid to come back.
Darren Collison's with us on The Drive. You had mentioned just a little bit ago watching young guys develop over the course of time, especially throughout the end of this season. You know, when you look at tonight's opponent, John Wall is a guy that he was obviously – very highly touted coming into the league, and he's been successful, but it's been kind of a slow ride for him just in terms of finding his footing as a leader on a winning team. Now they're being very successful. He's having a huge season. When you watch a guy like that, and essentially the last couple of years, you've got to watch his progression two games at a time, right? What have you seen in that time? Are you surprised on a year-to-year basis when a guy's able to kind of just make leaps like that? Do you see him on yearly and say, wow, this guy, man, he's really put it together?
Yeah, I think it takes time for other guys, you know, in the league, you know, to progress at a high level. Some guys, they do it right away. Some guys, it takes them a while. But you know, I think John Wall's been the guy that he's always been playing at a high level. It was just his team had to follow him and get some wins. So now he's able to put both together. He's playing at a high level. The team is playing at a high level. They got a good coaching staff. They got good players around him and Bradley Beal, who I think is an all-star himself. So I think he's in a great place right now, and I think they have a shot to make a run in the Eastern Conference. They're definitely a stronger team than they were in the previous year. They have a really good team now, so they're definitely ready.
Darren Collison joining us on KHTK. I want to ask your scouting opinion here. You know a little bit about UCLA basketball, and I don't know if the Kings are going to have a shot at him. He's probably going to be gone before the Kings get a piece of him. Talk to us a little bit about what you know with Lonzo Ball. And then a guy they may have a shot at is TJ Leaf. I know that Vlade and Peja were just watching him, I believe, yesterday. What do you know about those two cats?
Both players are exciting. Both players can definitely help a team now. I think whatever team they decide to go to, that team is going to be very happy to have them. Lonzo's is a unique player. He's one of those big guards that can pretty much do everything. He can shoot, dribble, pass. You know, he's kind of like a jack-of-all-trades himself. And then TJ Leaf, who I saw a little bit yesterday myself for the first time, you know, I haven't really paid attention to him because, you know, everybody's been talking about Ball. But when I got a chance to watch UCLA play UFC last night, he's a guy that can take you out the dribble, shoot, and do a little bit of things. And he can probably play the three and the four. So I think they're in a great position right now. They're going to definitely help a team out, and they're a reason why UCLA's having so much success.
Darren Collison joining us. Darren, last question for you, and I ask you because you've always been a straight shooter with us and had no problem talking about anything we ask you. You know, you had a very rough and complicated start to the season for reasons that have been well documented, and the Kings and the fans stood behind you, and you've had yourself a pretty damn good year. And now you have a teammate who's been in the news, who obviously has some off-court issues he's dealing with. One of the things that was said during the Cousins trade was about culture and character. And I'm curious, from a player standpoint and from a locker room standpoint, people are saying, oh, cut this guy, get rid of this guy, and maybe you understand that. But from a player's perspective, how important is it, or does it make a difference when the team stands behind one of your teammates? Is that something that reverberates in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, we all have family members. You know, it was your brother, sister, son, daughter, cousins, uncles, you know, that had some type of legal situation and they've been in trouble with something. You know what I mean? Nobody's having a perfect life. And, you know, you're still going to stand behind your family member. You know, you're going to still let them know that you love them, you know, that you're there for them. To me, I think it's better to give them that support and love because it'll help them get through whatever times they're going through and changes to help to make themselves. You know, if you kind of withdraw your way away from them and they're going through those tough times, they may act the same way. You know what I mean? So I always felt like love and support would definitely help somebody get through their situation better, as the fans did for me and everybody else. So I know Vladdy's trying to change the culture, which is a good sign. But, you know, we all have to be realistic. You know, this is the real world with the real life, and nobody's going to live a perfect life. But, you know, when you do make a mistake, you know, you just got to help that person get through it, show them that support and love, and eventually they won't make that mistake no more. But I don't feel like you should just turn your back on that individual.
Always appreciate you, Darren. The Kings and Wizards tonight, 7:30 coverage right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. The odds makers say the Kings are underdogs by 8. Why don't you slap them in the face tonight, and good luck.
Yeah, we haven't got along with those odds makers, so it's all good.
All right, my man. Have a great night tonight. Play well. Thank you.
All right, no worries.
All right, that is Darren Collison. You know, I like him as a radio guest. We've had many players over the years on the air, and I won't mention any, but some just, you know, it's canned answer after canned answer, and that's fine. I get it. Darren's a guy that you can pretty much – I don't think he's dodged a question.
No.
And not only does he not dodge it, but you feel like you're getting – whether you agree with the answer or not, that's irrelevant, that you're getting an answer that's from the heart, and I appreciate that. Sammy Hagar, that's what you hear right now. 11th caller, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Be the 11th caller. You're going to see Sammy in Tahoe in July. We're back in 3 minutes to finish the show and finish the week on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHTK.